Hi there. The word for you today is a sobering scripture. Matthew 7 verse 2. Jesus said, in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. That's why I called it a sobering scripture. Jesus was hard on religionists. And I'll tell you why. Because they were judgmental, condescending, and nitpicking. They condemned the disciples, for example, for not washing their hands. And they condemned Jesus for healing a man on the Sabbath day. And here was Jesus' response. John 8 verse 15. You judge by human standards. I pass judgment on no one. But if I do judge, my decisions are right because I am not alone. I stand with the Father who sent me. So here are some questions you need to ask yourself. Do I judge others based on their actions while I judge myself based on my intentions? When somebody's behavior doesn't reflect a choice or decision I would have made, am I quick to criticize or comment? When people don't move at my pace or do something the way I want it done, do I peg them as lazy and worthless? When I hear something negative about somebody, do I repeat it before checking at the source to see if there's truth in it? Benjamin Franklin said, and I quote, I resolve to speak ill of no man, not even in a matter of truth, but rather by some means excuse the faults I hear charged upon others, and upon proper occasions speak all the good I know of everybody. What a philosophy of life. Look, if you've a genuine concern that somebody is going in the wrong direction, and this is big, and if you've earned the right to address it, do it, but do it in the spirit of love. And remember, you earn that right by consistently demonstrating that you love and care for them. Okay? That's the word for you today.